So originally what made me get an HIV test for the first time, I remember always being really scared of HIV. I don't remember the tombstone ads and stuff from the 80s, but I remember being told about them and always being scared of a diagnosis. The test that eventually became my diagnosis was after my seroconversion illness, where I was really, really ill, like the most ill that I think I've ever been. And had a rash all over my body, a fever, vomiting, diarrhea. My throat became really ulcerated from all the vomiting, and it was really uncomfortable. I remember that. I don't really remember an awful lot of it. I just remember it being like 3 weeks of just being completely out of it. But it's the worst that I've ever felt physically. And I've had periods after where I've had like various illnesses and things, and it's still the worst that I think I've ever felt. I was just really weak and lethargic, and couldn't really do anything. I couldn't really do anything for myself, and felt really just confused as to what it could be. And eventually, when I was diagnosed in 2012, it was March 16th on the 2012, I was like 20 years of age, and I just remember thinking that I was shocked at first. I thought that it couldn't possibly be true. I feel like I just started having a bit more freedom and living away from home, and it just seemed like my world was ending, or like my world was collapsing. And I remember that it was just really confusing. And the reason why I got a test was just because when I was ill with my seroconversion, I was recommended to get one by a paramedic that came out to see me. But because I was at home with my parents, I don't think they could sort of say that it could be that or do a test there to diagnose me, because it wouldn't have been, I don't think I had capacity to give consent for that at the time. But eventually when I was diagnosed, I didn't really know much about HIV, to be honest. The education that I had about it was sort of very little. I knew that it wasn't the death sentence like it was in the 80s and the 90s, but I knew that it was a chronic illness and that it was going to be something that was going to be there for my whole life, and that I would have to adapt to it, and that it could be fatal if left untreated. The education that I got was just being at school in, it would have been the early 2000s, when you were just sort of told that it's an illness for gay men and that IV drug users and people that are sex workers, which is obviously not the truth. And we were kind of told to watch Philadelphia, and that was it. That was kind of all we got. And that's kind of the education that I got about HIV. Just was told to fear it. And I guess that's sort of why I felt the way that I did. I was always like a regular tester before I was diagnosed. But when I first heard that I was living with HIV, I was really shocked. I think I knew in my heart of hearts when I had my illness, but I obviously didn't want to accept it. And I don't really remember lots of my first encounters with HIV services, as I think I felt really numb, and I felt a loss for my former self, and a really deep sadness. And I numbed that pain with alcohol and substances for a long time. And that's definitely been my story of like feeling like I've lost something, but still continuing to lose stuff through alcohol and substances. And it's been a roller coaster ride for sure. Starting medications, and having side effects from those. I think at first, when I first started my, one of the medications that I don't take anymore, I take something else. I was so jaundiced that when I first started taking it, I looked like a Simpsons character. I was sort of, I think at the time as well, it was November and I had a moustache and I thought I looked a bit like Ned Flanders. But yeah, I just remember having like really yellow eyes and people at work asking me like, oh, what's wrong? Like, do you have hepatitis? Or, because I worked in a dental practice and I obviously couldn't tell them just because I was too scared to tell them, for fear of what they might think, or and I had various other side effects from different medications. It took me quite a while to find the right balance of medications for me. I was on one that gave me diarrhea for 2 years, and I just put up with it because I thought that was what I deserved. One of them gave me some like really psychotic thoughts, so I kind of, I'm not on those anymore, thankfully, and I have found the right medications that work for me. But I think there's a lot of positives that come with my diagnosis. I think I'll go through the negatives first, just because it's they're probably easier to remember. But like the negative aspects of all of the medication changes and things like that were that I was unable to continue studying at university. I remember having so many physical side effects from medications and being so embarrassed about being yellow that I wasn't able to go into university, and I just drank and took drugs to sort of numb that pain. And I was living in shame and abusing myself because I thought I wasn't worth anything to anyone. Staying in relationships longer than I should have, in abusive or dysfunctional relationships, because I thought it was what I deserved. And feeling really suicidal, wanting to be dead, disconnecting from my family and friends because I thought they wouldn't understand. Or when I did talk to them about it, they actually didn't understand. But the positives are that I've learned about self-love and acceptance, the importance of connection to myself and others, specifically people living with HIV. And with the help of combined therapies and peer support, this has really improved my mental well-being, and that combined with a spiritual outlook on life has really kind of given me the tools that I need to recover my value. And yeah, I've experienced many emotions from people when I've told them that I'm living with HIV. Some people have been really supportive and have gone on to further their own knowledge of HIV, but others have been quite dismissive or rude. Some have asked questions about how I got it or passed judgment on how they assumed I got it, and it's not really any of their business. I'm quite open about my status now after hiding it for so many years from family, but that was much to the detriment of myself and my own well-being. So I've told my close friends and family now, and I'm open, as I think it's important to be a person visibly living well with HIV, with the ability to educate people if they're misinformed. In terms of what I wish I knew about HIV in the beginning, I guess I would like to have known how multifaceted the illness is and how much of an impact it would have had on my life. It's definitely changed me as a person, and I'm only sort of relearning now how to function as I used to before I was diagnosed. And I'm learning to live a healthy, happy, fulfilling life without punishing myself. that's definitely been part of my journey, is a lot of punishment and thinking that I don't deserve to be happy because I've ruined my life. It was a decision that I made, and I guess it's not, I don't feel that way now. It's taken a lot of years of therapy and peer support and accessing knowledge about HIV to make me feel better about myself and know my self-worth. But by the time people began to know about U equals U, I'd already been living with HIV for some time, but it definitely has helped people understand a little more about HIV and how people on antiretroviral treatment can't pass on the virus. But there's still so much stigma in the community, and I guess I can't put myself in that situation of what it feels like to stigmatize people, because that's not something I would have ever done. And I was never really given the opportunity to do that. But I, like I said, it's not something that I would have done. I guess if I could go back in time and speak to myself back then, I wouldn't tell myself to do anything different. I would say to not punish myself as much, and know that things will get better and that I'm stronger than I give myself credit for. That you will face stigma and it will be hard, but it's a worthwhile journey to keep living. And in terms of like what stigma I've come across, I'm like quite a heavily tattooed person, and I am really open about my status, but when it comes to getting tattooed, I'm still really scared of being positive and being openly positive, despite the fact that tattooists work in an industry where they should be dealing with other bloodborne infections in an appropriate manner, and they still don't really understand the whole U equals U thing. I've had experiences in the past where I have told tattooists that I'm HIV positive, and on one occasion one person did actually refuse to tattoo me. And I just thought, this was very early on in my diagnosis, and I thought that was normal. And I know now that that was not normal, and that I could have gone to the National AIDS Trust to sort of go through some sort of process of discrimination. It would have been, I think, too traumatizing for me at the time. I wasn't strong enough to know that I could have gone through with that. And I think that's a common experience for some people. It's a common experience to feel like you don't want to go through with the trouble of all of that. And other forms of stigma have come from family and friends. I haven't told my extended family about my diagnosis just because I know that they wouldn't understand. But I've told my mum and my dad and my sister, and they were okay, actually. Surprisingly more okay than I thought they were going to be. And I think that's definitely one thing that I've thought, is it's not as bad as you think it's going to be if you are going to be telling people, but you have to remember that it's something that you can't untell someone. Once you've told them, they're going to know forever, and you can't know if they're going to tell other people or if they're going to out you at all in a workplace or something like that. And thankfully that's not been my experience, but I'm always just very cautious. I was told from the beginning when I was diagnosed to be cautious about who you tell. And yeah, I guess top tips for coping well with HIV and good emotional health. I do a lot of meditation and spiritual healing, and physically I'm probably not in the best shape, but I do try. I try and get to the gym. It definitely is a great improver of my mental health, if not my physical health. And eating healthy, having hobbies and doing things that you enjoy. I think it's important to know what you enjoy. And yeah, I guess what I would like people to know about HIV is that it's not the death sentence that it used to be, and you can live healthily with HIV. I like to think that I live as healthily as I can. After my diagnosis, I did abuse alcohol and drugs quite a lot, and I'm now sober and clean of drugs and live a program, which means that I can attempt to function as a normal human being, but I am still just learning about my self-worth and learning to live a healthy life. It's taken me a long time. Obviously, I was diagnosed in 2012, so that's nearly 12 years, and I'd like to think that I've learned a lot about myself in those 12 years. It's taken a lot of tears and a lot of sadness, but I'm beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel.